This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Peat moss. It's been a staple in potting mixes for something like forever. Its water-retaining qualities, ability to hold nutrients in the soil and leave space for oxygen, make it valuable to gardeners. And we're depleting this carbon sponge we so desperately need. Peat creates ideal growing conditions. Peat moss comes from bogs, a kind of wetland that's home to unique flora and fauna. It forms as plants die and get covered, which slows decomposition. The plants don't rot. They hold carbon they removed from the atmosphere. As you know, carbon sequestration is at the top of the world's list to help slow climate change. Peatlands cover 3% of the world's land area, but store twice as much carbon as all the trees on Earth combined. Let that sink in. Peat accumulates about 3 feet deep every 1,000 years. Yeah, it's a slow mover. In England, 95% of their peat bogs have been lost, most of it burned for fuel. The UK has banned the sale of peat by next year, 2024, and the use of peat by professional growers by 2030. No restrictions currently exist for the United States. About 85% of our peat comes from Canada, which has more than 200 million acres of peatlands, but only 10% of them are protected. 200 million acres sounds like a lot, but when you consider the American buffalo, you realize how easy it is for humans to nearly annihilate any resource to satisfy our desires. I don't want to come off as preachy, I really don't, but I know many folks are thinking about their kids and grandkids and what will be left for them. There's a building movement to end using peat moss. I have more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.